Clearview coach John Sally joins us at the half for the second time this year. The head coach of the Clippers gets to name a Clipper veteran of the game. So, John, you got a veteran group. You got to pick one guy out to be your veteran of the game for tonight. Who is that young man, and why is he deserving?
Well, I'd like to recognize Diari Todd tonight. He's a senior for us, a three-year starter. Just a tremendous leader. He knows what it takes to win. He's a Division I football player who signed a letter to go to Boston College, worked hard, works very hard in the classroom, very humble individual who supports his teammates tremendously. Just a friendly kid with a good personality and a great athlete to boot. But Diari's definitely deserving of this.
Coach, earlier tonight during our pregame conversation, we talked about chemistry and how important that is. And when you have a veteran leader who leads by example like Diari does, that just really adds to the chemistry of a basketball team. He just shows these guys, hey, this is how it needs to be done. This is the work ethic you have to bring.
Exactly. And, you know, at the end of practice when we get together at midcourt, you know, I always ask coaches if they have anything to say, and then I ask the seniors, you know, because sometimes coming from a teammate, it means a little more. And Diari's very supportive of his team, but at the same time, he lets them know when we're relaxed a little bit or we're not picking it up in a positive way. So he's a tremendous asset to our team and really a tremendous asset to the Clearview community.
I'll tell you what, that's a great testament. So congratulations goes out to Clearview's Diari Todd. He is tonight's Clipper Veteran of the Game. We'll hear this message from Lorain County Veteran Services. And when we come back, Dan Gundert, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes, will announce the Wellington Veteran of the Game. And that follows this on the Colson and Colson Cage Matchup.